Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to my podcast. My name's Lorena and this is The Pooch. I hope you're doing well. I have had a little bit of a crazy week. I ended up with an insane virus last week. Without giving too much detail, maybe I'll just give you all the details, who knows. Basically, I was driving at 110 Ks up a freeway and projectile vomiting at the same time in a bag. It wasn't fun. Definitely wasn't fun. Then I drove myself to hospital and yeah, it looked like I had a bit of a virus and my body was going all guns blazing because I'm pregnant, so it was trying to keep me safe. But I've been recovering from that and I'm feeling pretty good now, other than having zero lung space. I'm fine. It's just that I have a baby growing inside me that's absolutely so aggressive. I don't remember my daughter being, I mean, she was wild, but this is next level. So anyway, today we are on episode 26 and this episode is about helping you find a sense of purpose. I thought today I might do an episode that is useful, or hopefully useful, in terms of, you know, coming back to all of the episodes that I've done around identity struggles since becoming a mum. And I think I have some useful tips on how to feel like you are regaining a sense of purpose. As usual, I have to put some disclaimers. Some of them are for myself, reassurance, and some of them are for those of you listening, to just be really clear about what I'm saying. So when I'm talking about gaining a sense of purpose, what I'm not saying is that because you are a mum, you have no purpose. I'm not trying to imply that being a mum is not fulfilling. And I'm not trying to say that, you know, it can't be your purpose. If mum life or motherhood even is where you feel the most fulfilled in life, this is probably not for you. And it's okay. It's fine. We're all completely different. I think I probably thought before having a kid that it would be my reason for being, my reason for existing. And I think since having a kid, I've kind of learned about myself that I just feel like there are other parts of me that make up more of a whole than solely the version of me that is a mum, if that makes sense. I'm not saying that if you're fully fulfilled in life with motherhood or mum life, that's not okay. It's absolutely okay. And if that's you, that's you. It's just not me. And I just know so many people like me who think, okay, so I'm a mum now, what kind of thing? Like, surely there's more to me than being a mum. I'm not saying just being a mum, but surely there's more to me than being a mum. So this episode is more likely to be for you if you have those feelings since becoming a mum of being a bit purposeless, or having, I guess, being lost in yourself, being lost in your identity, and feeling like, you know, who am I now that I'm a mum? Is there literally no more to me now that I'm a mum? What about all the things that I did before, that I felt before? Where have all those things gone? Ultimately, for people who feel that way, just like me, this is about helping you regaining a bit of identity again. Another thing that I'm going to say is that feeling purposeless is so real. It is so normal. And it's not something that I am suggesting we should, you know, eliminate as part of the mum life experience. It's there. It's part of it. It's real. And I'm going to explain why I think it is in a minute. But, you know, I'm just trying to say at some stage in your mum life journey, this might be something that you'd want to consider. It might be something that will get to you. Where is my sense of purpose? So in early stages of mum life, obviously you have a baby and your sole existence is about keeping that baby surviving and thriving. So while this is so important and vital, and obviously, I mean, it's so time consuming because it's so important, you know, there's nothing really else you can do with your time but care for a newborn. A newborn is so insanely dependent that it's a completely natural experience for you to feel like you do nothing but care for that baby, and that becomes your entire existence. So you could say at that stage in your life, you know, you could say, or people could say that, well, that is your purpose. Your purpose for existing is to look after this baby. But I think there's kind of a misuse of language and a misuse of words, which is why we get a little bit lost in the who am I conversation. Because first of all, if your purpose for being is to look after this creature, well, this creature over time becomes less and less dependent on you. So then what happens to you? You're tying yourself, your identity, to this need that another human being has of you. You're tying your reason for being to a baby's needs. However, that baby's needs will change and over time will less and less depend on you. So in my humble opinion, what we should be saying is that it is our function, not our purpose necessarily, but our function at the time. So the difference between function and purpose, so something's function is what it does and what it's used for, right? So the function of a knife is to cut. That's what it does. That's what it's used for. But the purpose of something is the reason it exists. Now, some things also share purpose and function. I can't think of another reason a knife exists. Maybe to help humans consume food that is hard to cut. I don't know. I'm going to get silly here. But basically, there is a difference between something's function and something's purpose. Something can be used in a certain way. That is its function. But the reason something exists is its purpose. And so for me, when we think about what, you know, all the activities that we have to engage in when we have a newborn, all of the catering to the baby's needs, they are all a bunch of actions. They're all a bunch of things that we do. That's kind of our function at the time. So we are functioning to keep that baby surviving and thriving. But if we think about that as our purpose, our reason for existing is to keep that baby surviving and thriving, then our reason for existing becomes redundant very quickly, because in a few months' time, there's no reason, your purpose can't be the same thing. A baby doesn't fully rely on you to survive and thrive in the same ways. You know, a three-month-old already gains a bit more independence than a newborn. Sounds dramatic, but it's true. You know, a 12-month-old is completely different to a newborn. And once you get beyond that, you actually have a little bit more autonomy in your life, believe it or not. I feel extremely tired and I have a 2.5-year-old. But compared to what she was as a newborn, I could not put her down. I could not release her from my arms. That was very, very difficult. She relied on me physically directly to stay calm, to be fed, to be changed, to be healthy, to stay alive. Now it's not the same. So my purpose in life is not just those activities that I did as a new mum. That was my function at the time. My function now has changed. The activities that I do now in relation to my daughter are very different to what I was doing when she was a newborn. So I think, without getting too philosophical, I think when we're thinking about what is my purpose, it's about answering the question, why do I exist? Giving yourself that identity back again. What is it that I'm here for? You can hear these magpies outside, probably. They're going wild. Anyway, why am I here? Like, what is the reason for my life? And again, just to reiterate, because new mum life is filled only with mum related activity, parenting related activity, or anything to do with simply keeping a baby alive, it starts to feel like our purpose, because that's all we do. And that's when we start to, you know, after a couple of months, we start to get that, like, is this it feeling. If you haven't had that, if you didn't experience that, you know, maybe that's something that we don't have in common. But for me, there was a moment of like, who am I? And I think that really happened more deeply when I was to mix with other people. So if I'm just on my own with my baby, with my 2, 3, 4, whatever, 5 months old, I wasn't questioning that so much. But when I'd go out and talk to other people, even other people in my family, my sister, my cousins, you know, other people in my age group, where I'd be like, you are doing so much with your life. And while what I'm doing is insanely important, it doesn't give me a sense of purpose. And it makes me go like, is this it? Is this who I am now? It makes me question my entire existence. So asking, you know, is this it? It sounds like a horrible question. And I feel like people wouldn't honestly say that out loud, because it does. If I'm saying, I'm a mum now, is this it? Is this who I am? Is this what my existence has kind of amounted to? Because in my mind, I'm thinking about all of the activities that I'm doing, feeding, changing, etc. It sounds like I don't enjoy the relationship and the nice parts of being a mum. It sounds like I don't enjoy being a mum to this person, but it's not that. And I feel like we need to be honest with that question. If I'm asking myself honestly, you know, is this it? Is this what life is about? Is this what my purpose is? And I'm asking it in a way that is negative or feeling, you know, sadness over, I think it's mainly because for most of us, we are basing our identity on being a mum. And so it makes us feel like we've lost who we are. So that question of what's my purpose, why am I here, what's my existence, you know, supposed to amount to, the only answer to that is to be a mum. And in my mind translates that into to do all these mum-like activities. But again, for a period of time after you have a baby, when you first become a new mum, this might be your function, performing those tasks, doing those activities in order to keep that baby surviving and thriving might be your function and your entire existence for that period of time. However, the stage of this being everything that you do will fade unless you feel that motherhood is your purpose. And once again, if that is you, then that is absolutely perfect. And, you know, that is something that you should embrace and cherish. I think that when we get through that stage of your only function being performing the tasks to keep a baby alive and moving, you know, or morphing into something different after the baby becomes a little bit less dependent. And I'm literally describing the difference between, again, a newborn and a 2-month-old and a 4-month-old and a 6-month-old. There are such changes in their independence, even though it doesn't feel like it at the time. When you look back, you think, oh my gosh, like the newborn literally needed every fiber of me, whereas the 6-month-old was able to do a little bit of self-entertainment, a little bit of self-regulation, a little bit of, you know, keeping themselves surviving and thriving, while I could at least be at arm's length. For some of you, that might have been a little bit further than arm's length. In my case, very clingy baby, we were tied to the hip for a very long time, and I was, found it kind of impossible to do anything that didn't involve being in the same room as her for a very long time. Once you start questioning, though, what's my purpose? I feel like that's the point. Like literally when you start asking yourself that question, that is the point where you can start reflecting on, yeah, what is my purpose? That is the point where your function, your daily activity is not 100% of the time on keeping the baby alive. So I feel like if you're at the stage where you can be asking yourself that question, then this is the episode for you. This is where I'm going to talk to you about what I think you can do to answer that question. Instead of feeling lost in your identity like I was, this is where you can start going, if I'm at the stage where I'm questioning myself, I'm at the stage where I can start to maybe pull some answers together and start to maybe build a tiny little bit of a sense of who I am, what's my purpose in life, even if it's for now, you know, what is it that I can be pursuing that is true to me and true to me at the core, and not just engaging in activities of the fact that I'm a mum. I feel like this conversation is going to probably need two parts. So I'm going to start with some first steps, and then at a later stage in another episode, I'm going to talk about how we can actually turn some of this stuff into action. I will preface this by saying I am a person who has always struggled to work towards my goals. I have always struggled to put action where it's needed, and always struggled to kind of turn, you know, crazy ideas into reality. It's my nature. You know, I am a procrastinator at heart. I don't know if that even makes sense, but I'm a procrastinator. I put things off. I know that I can be very good and come up with some really creative ideas, but actually putting things to action, I find really difficult. So I'm going to talk about that in another episode, in terms of how do you actually take steps forward to work towards some goals. But in this episode, I just want to cover how to gain a sense of purpose, how to really put ideas in front of you so that you start to go, oh, wow, there is so much to me that might either be untapped, unexplored, forgotten about, but these are things that I'm now at a stage in my life where I could start to explore them again and regain a sense of who I am, regain a sense of purpose, even if it's in something really small.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So I'm going to give you some instructions. Very simple. It's very simple. And the first thing is grab a pen and a paper or take some notes in your phone. I want you to write three main points and make a list underneath them. And the first of those is going to be a question. So under this first question, you're going to write a bunch of stuff. I think it's a good idea to have this piece of paper, whatever it is, handy, because you might not be able to come up with everything that you need to think about in the first go. So have it on the fridge, or have it somewhere handy, or have it in your phone where you just keep reflecting on these questions over a period of time. Because what I'm trying to get to is you having a collection of ideas about yourself and really filling it out. So the first point or the first question is, what am I good at? Question mark. Under this question, I want you to think about anything that you are good at. And it can be stuff that you're good at doing now, stuff that you've recently learned to do. That's probably going to be a lot of mum related stuff, but that's fine. I want you to think about stuff that you used to be good at, that you are known for. So if someone's like, I need this thing done, or I'm curious about how to do something, and they would come to you for that question. So I want you to, like, this is why I'm saying it. You might want to have this handy and add to it over time, because these ideas, these thoughts might not come to you straight away. But something that you're known for, you know, whether it's you're really good at makeup, or, you know, you're really good at running fast, or whatever it might be, just start to make a list of these things. Like I said, it can be mum stuff if you want it to be. If you are really good at, you know, giving advice on how to swaddle, who knows? You can add that to this list. Even if it's something like how, you know, that you've really mastered hacks on how to juggle, you know, life and how to fold laundry really quickly, or whatever it might be, all the stuff that I talk about that I'm like, this is the shit that sucks about mum life. If you're really good at that, even if you don't love it, if you're really good at it, I want you to write it down. But what I don't want on your list is only mum related stuff, because there's probably more to you than that, I'm sure, because you only became a mum recently, but who were you before that? And the mum related content can only be 50% max, absolute max. So what I want to see, or what I want you to put down, is stuff that you used to do, you know, you used to, even if it's like whatever, honestly, whatever. If you are really good at cartooning and you can draw the best cow that you've ever seen, write it. It honestly doesn't matter, but just take the time to think about what you are good at. And again, even if it's something you used to be good at and you lost touch with it, or something that you're known for, write it down. So that is going to be the first point, the first question. The second question, or the second point that I want you to make, is to write down, what do I know a lot about? Question mark. Now, again, this could be something that you used to know a lot about, used to be really knowledgeable about engineering, whatever. You used to be really knowledgeable about cooking. Also, what are you known for? So what are you known to be knowledgeable about? It could be similar stuff to what you're good at doing, but good, you know, when you do things, it often requires a bit of a physical skill, right? What I want to know here is, or what I want you to consider here, is stuff that you're knowledgeable about as well. So let's say you're really good at geography, or you know heaps about the human body, you know heaps about color theory, whatever. Again, it can be mum related stuff, because chances are you're really knowledgeable about a lot of mum related stuff since your baby was born, or in the lead up to having your baby and up until now. That's what your kind of brain has been consumed with up until now. But I only want it to be, if you're going to write anything that's mum related, I only want it to be 50% of what you write down, because pre-baby, you were also knowledgeable about a heap of other stuff. Unless you happen to be a midwife in your pre-baby life, and that is literally your entire universe, which is amazing. If you are, you are an incredible human being. I think midwives are insanely amazing, only because I've had the most amazing experience with mine. But again, so think really carefully, what do I know a lot about? And again, it can be the most mundane piece of information, you know, right up until something, you know, super, super practical and useful, or something highly academic. But I want you to think about your knowledge, your mind, the stuff that you are naturally knowledgeable about. And the third point that I want you to make, the third question I want you to write down, is what gives me a spark? And this might take a little bit longer to think about. What kind of makes you feel a little bit excited? What, when you talk about it, makes you feel emotional or a bit obsessed or a bit, you know, frustrated or whatever it might be? Think about, what is it that gives you a spark? So it might be that every time you see somebody on TV surfing, a part of you is like, I really want to do that. I have this weird thing, it's so embarrassing to share, but I've always had this kind of weird obsession with people who do metal detecting on the beach. I don't know why. In my mind, I'm like, I need a metal detector. I've always wanted one. It's some like a dream of mine. I don't know what it is about it. It's really embarrassing, and I would probably be very unlikely to actually go out and do it, but it is something I'm obsessed with. I saw a video, I don't know why it came up the other day, on my feed, of someone that was metal detecting, and I was like, oh, I watched the entire thing, and I was like, oh my god, what could it be? This woman found a ring, and I got so excited. It's really ridiculous. There's so many other things that bring me a spark, but that was just the most recent example. I get really excited when I see people metal detecting. Anyway, it's absolute sidebar. But if you see people surfing on TV and it's like something that really draws your attention, or you know, when you talk about politics, you get really emotional and passionate and even argumentative, whatever it might be. You know, you're drawn to the idea of painting, and you yourself think, I'm not very good at it necessarily, but oh my gosh, I would, just the thought of being able to paint, or the thought of, you know, just doing something artistic really, really draws me in. Music, a certain type of music, fashion, cars, you know, anything you can think of. And you know, just be honest with yourself. No one has to look at this list. Like I said, I've exposed that I have an interest in metal detecting. So you can literally write anything. What gives you a spark? And like I said, it doesn't matter if you're not good at doing it. This is, you know, point number three is just about what excites you. It's not about something that you're necessarily good at or you know, doing at this stage. Maybe it was something that you did before that you'd love to do again. You used to play a sport, and it's just something that's like, you, it's been sitting with you that you're like, I really wish I did this. Or you really, you know, you'd love to, you played piano and you got to a certain stage and you're like, I would just kill to be able to jump on that again and continue. So now you have your three big points written down. The first, again, being, what am I good at? The second being, what do I know a lot about? And the third being, what gives me a spark, or what excites me? And like I said, make those lists lengthy. Be honest with yourself. Nobody needs to see it. Just fluff them out as much as you can. And you're going to start to see that there is so much to you just by doing this task that could potentially turn into something more meaningful for you. If you are comfortable to share this with somebody else, someone that you trust and someone that you're close to, then maybe ask them as well to tell you about yourself. It's a very awkward conversation if you're not used to asking people. But, you know, someone, it could be your partner, it could be your sibling, it could be a friend or whoever. But, you know, sitting down with them and going, can you tell me things that I'm known for? Can you tell me, you know, what do people think I'm good at? Because you might not even know. You might not even realize that people tend to come to you for advice on certain things. You know, you might not even realize that people, when you're having, you know, when there's like a get together, people are always like, oh, I hope, you know, she makes this particular dish that we're all excited to eat. You might not know that. So asking that question, or asking these questions of other people, maybe not so much what gives you a spark, because they might not know, but what am I good at and what do I know a lot about, can help fill out your lists a bit more. So once you have these ideas in front of you, these qualities about yourself, these interests, these passions, whatever it might be, I want you to start to think about turning at least one of those things into a bit of a sense of purpose for yourself. So eventually, if it's something that you ultimately would like to pursue, we will, you know, turn it into like a goal and put it into a framework, I guess, which is the bit that I always struggle with, but we're going to do this together. But at this point, what I want you to do is just think about those qualities and grab at least one of them and see if they fit into kind of one of these three things. So A, is it something that you want to learn to do better? So let's say something that gives you a spark is surfing, right? You've never done it, or maybe you've done it a couple of times, you thought it was really fun. Is surfing something that you'd like to learn to do better? Painting, you know, is that something you'd like to learn? Or it could be something that you used to be good at, that you want to perfect. Some skills become outdated. So let's say, you know, you're really good, or you used to be really good at using a form of technology that has now advanced. And what you might want to do is to learn more, to go and do a course to update your skills. So that's one way that you can turn one of these qualities into a bit of a purpose, is to go and learn more about it and invest some of your time in picking up some more skills. The other way, or part B, I guess, is, can I turn one of these things into a hobby that I can pursue? So again, am I really good at painting, but I don't really just spend time doing it? Am I really good at talking about politics, but I haven't really purposely gone out to connect with people who also love talking about politics? You know, it's something that I love and it really brings me a spark, but I haven't really, you know, I come across it every now and then. But, you know, there are people that gather to talk about politics. It's not my thing, but that's what people do. You know, is home decor something that I might not have done before, but you know what, I just like to give it a try. And so I might turn it into a bit of a hobby. And the third kind of area, or the third category it can fit into, is actually, do I want to turn it into my own hustle? And this, you know, this is a bit bigger in terms of time, and this can be a bit more challenging depending on how much free time you have. But we all have, I believe, you know, a right and an opportunity to pursue our interests and our dreams. So if one of these things can turn into a bit of a hustle for you, a side job or something that, you know, you really dedicate, you know, focused time to growing and expanding, then this might be where you find a sense of purpose. So, and like I said, the reason I want you to write even the most random of things is because you might find that having a piece of knowledge that no one really has, or having a skill, even if it's the most random skill, like being able to crack a joke at the worst of timing, or, you know, knowing a lot about, like I said before, like knowing a lot about how to swaddle a baby and being really good at teaching people how to swaddle a baby, if that's your thing, if that's the thing that you're known for, that people come to you, that you've taught a bunch of your friends how to do it, and you're like, you know what, I can do that. Maybe that can be something that then you put into something a bit more, you know, like a bit of, like I said, a bit of a hustle. So you could then go and explore helping, you know, new mums or new parents learn how to do it at the hospital. They run lots of courses at hospitals on how to look after a newborn. Maybe that's something that you can help out with. You know, maybe it could be that you start a blog and you're like, you know what, every piece of knowledge I have on this particular topic, I'm just going to add it to this blog. Because you'll be surprised how much people search the internet for bits of information that you know probably very well and come across rubbish. So you might be the you know, missing piece of the puzzle for them just by having the knowledge that you have. So again, it's about grabbing all of your qualities that you've listed in those three areas. What am I good at? What do I know a lot about? And what gives me a spark? Listing a heap of stuff in there, and then pulling that list apart and finding things, even if it's just one thing that you think you'd like to learn to do better, or pursue as a hobby, or potentially turn into your own side hustle. It could even turn into your career. You never know. This might be your lucky day. But if you are able to do that, I promise you, you're going to start to build a picture right in front of you of who you are in a much more rounded way. And then from there, you might be really, you know, something might really strike a chord with you, and you might go, that is the thing that I want to pursue. That's it. Between now and the end of next year, I'm going to learn to surf. And that's going to be the thing that I do. That's going to give me a sense of who I am. That's going to be my reason for being. You know, other than all the functions I have in life, my reason is, you know, that I want to connect with the ocean and I want to learn to surf, and I'm going to become a surfer. That's my thing. I hope this makes sense. And like I said, I think this is a more of a part one, part two kind of situation, because I feel like this is going to take some time. If you can actually work on pulling some ideas and putting them on paper or having them physically in front of you and starting to regain a sense of who you are, regain a sense of purpose, you might find a bit of spark and excitement around what's next while still being the most amazing mum you know how to be. But what's next for you? So once again, I'm here to remind you to trust your gut, be kind to your pooch. I hope you have an amazing day, and I will see you on the next episode. Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.